Defense Department has grown its acquisition workforce by 26,000 souls over the last few years, but it's not enough, according to the Government Accountability Office. Auditors find six of the 13 acquisition career fields did not meet growth goals. Tim DiNapoli is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management at the GAO. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Eric White about the DOD's workforce issues.
I think the issues are twofold. One, we have, for the past 15 years, have talked about the department needing to have the right skills with the right people in the right numbers to be able to manage the $300 billion or so it buys each and every year on goods and services. If you don't have the right number of folks, then you're going to be short, and you won't have you just won't have enough people to do the work that you need to do. If those individuals don't have the right skills or capabilities, then you're undermining your efforts to do it in an efficient and smart fashion. So those two things have to come together, both the numbers and the skills, if you're going to spend $300 billion a year properly.
Can you go through some of the numbers the report found? How many workers are in the acquisition workforce right now, and how many more do you think DOD needs?
Well, here's the, there's some good news stories, I think, sprinkled throughout the report. When you talk about the numbers of who are in the acquisition workforce, these are the types of folks who are contract officers, who, negotiate and manage the goods and services that we buy. These are the folks who, program managers, who manage those programs to make sure they meet some mission capability. These are the auditors at the Defense Contract Audit Agency and contract managers over at the Defense Contract Management Agency and many, many others that kind of come together to make sure the system works the way it does. We're about 153,000 personnel as of March 2015, which is a tremendous increase from where we were back in September 2008. Back then, we had about 126,000, so we've grown the workforce by 27,000 in 7 years. And that number, from a top-line number, is consistent with what the Secretary of Defense announced that he wanted to do back in 2008. He said at that point in time that we were too short of people. We didn't have enough folks to do the work that we needed to do, and we needed to grow the workforce. DOD put out a plan in 2010 that said we want to grow the workforce by 20,000 people by 2015, and they achieved that. And so from that regard, we do have, from a numbers perspective, at a total bottom line, they achieved what they wanted. But that growth wasn't consistent with what the plan had. And so you see some shortfalls in the contracting, engineering, and a couple other priority career fields that were, at least in 2010, considered to be very critical to achieving. And so you see kind of shortfalls there. You see some other career fields, which weren't as considered as high priority, being significantly over what that target was in 2010. And you could say, well, those are fact-of-life changes. We made some mid-course corrections, and the department surely did that. But where we are right now is we don't have a new acquisition workforce plan that says the folks, that assesses whether or not the numbers that we have today are those the right numbers, especially as we look toward the future and we see budget reductions, we see some changes in the military's mission. And, you need something to kind of put a stake in the ground and saying where we are today and where we want to go now in the future is in the right direction.
You said engineering field was one of the areas. Are there any other areas that there's a, there's more of a skill gap in the workforce than other areas?
Well, in the contracting area, I think we're short probably the largest deficit in terms of the numbers that we wanted. Engineering actually is a little bit closer from the target number we wanted. But one of the challenges that we observed is when we went out to talk to the three largest acquisition commands in the Army, Navy, and Air Force, each of the command officials we talked to spoke about shortfalls in contracting and systems engineering as things that they were definitely concerned about. So when it comes even to engineering, which is only about 1% short of its 2010 goal, we heard a lot more concerns from senior officials at the Naval Sea Systems Command, Air Force Material Command, and Army Material Command, the three buying activities that we visited. And they said, we're just short of engineers, and we have to make changes. So, that has implications when you're trying to manage a weapons system, you're trying to develop a weapons system. You need those folks there to be able to give you that kind of insight into whether or not the design is good, whether or not the contractor's processes and whether or not their progress being made, is in line with what you want to happen.
What can DOD do to replace some of those holes that they those officials were talking to you about?
Well, you know, that's, you know, we want to have a the workforce plan, which says, okay, let's revalidate or validate where we are and where we need to be. The other thing I think that we saw that they could do a better job on is looking at how to use the Defense Acquisition Workforce Development Fund to help support workforce growth and training. Now that fund, which is known by the kind of the acronym DOTIF, is established back in 2008 by Congress. It provides $500 million a year in funds, and it it provides to come about 5 to 10% of DOD's funding for the acquisition workforce. So it's not the end-all and be-all. It's not going to drive change, but it helps at the margins. So if you're going to use that fund, you know, really smartly, you want to target that fund to those high-priority career fields or those career fields where you think that the individuals don't have the capabilities or proficiencies needed to make sure that you're driving improvements through that kind of that lever that the Office of the Secretary of Defense has.
There have been some former DOD officials who have said that DOD staffs are far too bloated. It's just interesting that this report suggests hiring more people. And what do you say to somebody who says, look, you know, Department of Defense has a huge staff already. You know, why do we need to keep on adding and adding until it just gets bigger and bigger?
Well, you know, you always need to reassess where you are. And I think with regard to the acquisition workforce, we and other accountability organizations and DOD itself identified the shortfalls that occurred from the downsizing in the 1990s, which reduced the size of the acquisition workforce from anywhere between, you know, 38 to 50%, depending on who's counting and the time frames you're counting on. And what happened once 9/11 occurred, we found a whole new set of missions, a whole new set of challenges that we needed to face, and we didn't have the right people. We just didn't have the numbers, and we didn't have the right skill sets. So we're at that juncture within DOD where we can either learn from history or be doomed to make the same mistakes. So, you know, I'm confident that DOD has the right leadership and demonstrated commitment to the acquisition workforce, that they can make smart decisions about what the future holds. But to do that, you need to have a plan in place. You need to have some policies that make sure that you are taking into consideration what you need to have in the future, so that if you do have budget constraints, which are undoubtedly coming, that you're making smart decisions about what people you have in the workforce and what kind of skills they need to have.
Looking forward towards the future, like you were just talking about budget constraints, does it make it more difficult for you know, a plan to be put in place with a new administration coming in at the end of the year?
Well, that's definitely a complicating factor. And I think there always, you know, when you look at the environment of whether or not there's going to be a new administration, what the priorities are going to be from a mission perspective, I think it does make it challenging because there's always some type of uncertainty. There's always some type of flux that's going to occur. But that's why, you know, you need to have a strategic plan that allows you to gauge kind of what if scenarios. So that if we grow, where are we going to grow? If we cut back, where should we cut back so we can cut back smartly? So it doesn't really matter in some ways about which administration is going to be there because you still need to do the job of the military. And when it comes to doing the mission and having the right people, you know, that's not a partisan issue. That really does become just smart business sense.
Anything else that you think is important to take away from this report?
Well, as I said before, we're really at that juncture of, you know, have we learned from history or are going to repeat the mistakes from history? And we have continued to encourage the department through a number of years to make sure that, you know, that they don't repeat the mistakes of history and they move forward smartly. I think they can do that. They have the right leadership. They have the right commitment. But they need to put some of those actions from what they say verbally into writing so that we can gauge that progress. And so we look forward to helping the department make sure they get to the right spot in the upcoming years.
Tim DiNapoli is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.